You know, Linda, I just have to say, you're usually at the Salvation Army. That's where you spend most of your time, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you have an interesting aspect of watching this, several levels of either homelessness or all levels of struggle. And as you're watching this, I just really would like your input on how you're feeling about that. You're having contact with the people that are struggling a lot. And is that why you want to help so badly with all of this? Because you see it firsthand?
I see it firsthand. It has just amazed me how the numbers have jumped. I've been there almost 9 years, and I would say that the numbers have quadrupled.
Wow.
I mean, when I first started working there, I saw an occasional homeless person. And now I would say I have a couple of them each month.
And I know in past interviews I've done with you, you've talked about how, unfortunately, you've had to turn people away from certain help because the Salvation Army doesn't have it all.
Right. I mean, we do not have a bottomless pit of money.
Right.
Okay. We do have to pick the most needy and help where we can.
So is the coalition looking for fundraising for programs like the Salvation Army to pick up those ends of the spectrum that you might not have been able to do in the past? Or what exactly, besides just opening up the dialogue about the situation?
I think looking for any grant opportunities that might be out there that we could go after, and finding out, sharing information about some programs. At our last meeting, I found out that one of the banks in town has a special program for people that are constantly overdrawing their checking accounts and having issues with, you know, budgeting their money. And this bank has a program that helps people settle their debt to the bank, but also help them budget their money in order to not get in that situation mm-hmm. again. And I believe it's a free service that the bank mm-hmm. provides to these people to help them get out of the situation. Another thing I know that we've talked about is people that end up renting apartments and trailers and things that are in really bad condition. And when they complain, sometimes they think, well, if he doesn't fix my furnace, I won't pay my rent. And then they don't pay their rent, and then they get evicted, and then they're at Linda's office trying to find help. And just working with people to know that there are certain bills you have to pay and work things out. But once you get evicted, then all the landlords know that history, and it makes it that much more difficult in the future. I think sometimes you have to give people money for a down payment or a security deposit.
A security deposit, yes.
Right.
It's unfortunate how long things follow you around. Little things, but mm-hmm. you feel like they're little at the time, you know, but people remember forever, don't they?
Yes.
Yes. There's also a tremendous number of students in the county that are homeless and going to school. The number of, I just looked briefly at the state report cards for some of the schools in the county, and it looks like a couple years ago, at least 38% of students in all of the schools in the county were living at poverty level. And almost every school reported 2 or 3 or 4% of their students were homeless at some time during the year.
Define one more time what homeless is.
Homeless doesn't just mean that you're sitting out on the street without a roof over your head. Homelessness can be you virtually have no permanent residence. And there's some term they use like couch hopping or
couch surfing. They use
yes,
that term.
They just hang out with somebody that lets them sleep on their sofa for a while until they find someplace else.
So how many people are part of the coalition now here in Livingston County? Ish. I mean, an estimate.
Do we have 10, I believe?
I think about 10.
Yeah.
Right.
We have people from Futures, from IHR, from Housing Authority. I am the chairman at the, you know, from the Salvation Army. Rod is...
I'm just a retired ex officio member, but I originally was involved when I was the director at Mosaic, and I was concerned about people with disabilities that were homeless. We also have representatives from the school.
Yes, Mike Weaver is there usually from Lincoln School. We have LifeSil. We have Mid-Central Community Action. We have ADVSAS. We have a bank that's represented by one of their managers.
And Adrian from...
Prairie State Legal.
Prairie State Legal.
Yes.
Right.
In fact, Mike Weaver reported at our last meeting from Lincoln School, I believe, he quoted the figures of 70% of the students at poverty level and 50 students classified as homeless.
Wow.
Yes.
What grades was that again?
Lincoln School, which is what grades?
I think it's second, third, and fourth or something like that.
I believe so. Right. Yeah.
Wow. What are you guys looking to do with the coalition? Are you wanting to grow your numbers? Are you wanting more? I mean, how can people get involved, really?
I was at a meeting the other day, and I mentioned something about it. And afterwards, I was approached by a woman that works a lot with folks with disabilities. And she said she wants to join the coalition so she can find out what she can do. I think that's what our next step should really be, trying to get more people involved. Maybe we need to publicize when we're going to meet and plan a special meeting and invite people to come.
So, if people are interested in being a part of this, how do they get in contact with you guys?
You can call me at the Salvation Army. The number is 815-844-5005. And I can give you the details of when the next coalition meeting is, what time, what place, and so on.
Yes, or you can contact me, Brad Patterson, 815-674-3467.
Is there anything else you guys wanted to address while we were here?
We're just grateful to have a chance to open the dialogue, and hopefully this will be the first of many conversations.
All righty. We've been speaking with Rod Patterson and Linda Voorhees with the Livingston County Homeless Coalition. Thanks so much for joining us today. You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.